From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 23 people killed in Iraq car bombs. At least 23 people were killed Thursday when three car bombs blew up outside of a crowded outdoor market in Mosul. According to the Iraqi Defense Ministry, the bombing took place in the former Islamic State-held district of Gojali, which was only retaken by Iraqi Defense Forces 2 months ago as part of operations to remove the jihadists from Mosul. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack that killed at least 15 civilians and 8 police officers. The Defense Ministry statement did not specify whether the explosions were caused by the suicide bombers. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it expects evacuations for thousands of Syrians still waiting to leave Aleppo and a pair of villages under rebel siege in Idlib province to go on throughout the day and on into the night, but cautioned that bad weather is slowing the process. The ICRC is helping with the evacuations and said by Thursday about 34,000 people have left eastern Aleppo, which rebels held for 4 years in their effort to push President Bashar al-Assad from office. That figure includes 4,000 rebel fighters who left overnight. Hundreds more people have left the two villages in Idlib the government insisted to be included in an evacuation agreement. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura expressed some gratification and some regrets.
I wish we had had in October a much more effective response. We would have avoided so much suffering day and night. But in a way, we will see how it ends.
Once the week-long evacuation effort is complete, Assad's government will have full control of Aleppo, the country's most populous city before the war, for the first time since 2012. This is VOA News. The Christmas market in Berlin that saw 12 people killed by a radical jihadist in a large truck on Monday has reopened with a heavy police presence and concrete barriers installed around its edges. The event's organizers made the decision to reopen the market without party music or bright lights, which have been replaced by candles and flowers left at the site of the attack. Authorities are engaged in a manhunt across Europe in search of a 24-year-old Tunisian man, Anis Amri. The top suspect was a rejected asylum seeker who had been under police surveillance following a tip he might try to buy weapons for a possible attack. German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière said that during a Thursday news conference, there's a high probability Amri is responsible for the attack. Reuters today quoted the defense minister of Russia saying that Russia airstrikes in Syria have killed 35,000 rebel fighters and succeeded in halting a chain of revolutions in the Middle East. Speaking at a gathering of top military officials that appeared designed to showcase Russia's military achievements, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said that Moscow's intervention had prevented the collapse of the Syrian state. Speaking before a meeting of his defense ministry today, President Vladimir Putin said, "We can say with certainty that we are stronger now than any potential aggressor, anyone. And at the same time, I want to draw your attention to the fact that if we allowed ourselves to relax, even for a moment, one essential mistake in modernization of the army and fleet or in preparation of the troops, as the situation could change very quickly." Russia's intervention in Syria is widely seen as having saved President Bashar al-Assad's forces from defeat and as being crucial to their retaking full control of Aleppo. Chilling news from the Kremlin Wednesday. The communications with the United States are frozen. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Russian broadcasters that almost every level of dialogue with the U.S. is frozen and that the countries don't communicate with one another except minimally. Well, the State Department countered that. Just a day earlier, the two countries spoke about Syria. John Kirby from the U.S. State Department speaking yesterday.
You have the foreign minister of their country and the secretary of state of the United States just speaking yesterday. Let me finish. You have the Defense Department acknowledging that they held another VTC on deconfliction in Syria. But today, I think. As I said at the outset, maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said, I don't know what to make of his comments. I think you should ask Mr. Peskov what he means by his comments. What I can tell you is, from our perspective, there's no break in the dialogue, and communications are not frozen. That's not the way we would describe it.
The news comes one day after the U.S. sanctioned more Russian businesses over the annexation of Crimea and the ongoing conflict with Ukraine. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.